Ode to Pity by Jane Austen. Ever musing I delight to tread the paths of honour and the myrtle grove, whilst the pale moon her beams doth shed on disappointed love. While Philomel on airy hawthorn bush sings sweet and melancholy, and the thrush converses with the dove. Gently brawling down the turnpike road, sweetly noisy falls the silent stream. The moon emerges from behind a cloud and darts upon the myrtle grove her beam. Ah, then, what lovely scenes appear, the hut, the cot, the grot, and chapel queer, and eke the abbey too, a mouldering heap, concealed by aged pines, her head doth rear, and quite invisible doth take a peep. My dearest Frank, I wish you joy, by Jane Austen. My dearest Frank, I wish you joy of Mary's safety with a boy, whose birth has given little pain compared with that of Mary Jane. May he a growing blessing prove, and well deserve his parents' love. Endowed with arts and nature's good, thy name possessing with thy blood. In him, in all his ways, may we another Francis William see. Thy infant days may he inherit, they warmth nay insolence of spirit. We would not with one fault dispense to weaken the resemblance. May he revive thy nursery sin, peeping as daringly within. His curly locks, but just descried, with bet may be not come to bide. Fearless of danger, braving pain, and threatened very oft in vain, still may one terror daunt his soul, one needful engine of control be found in this sublime array, a neighbouring donkey's awful bray, so may his equal faults as child produce maturity as mild. His saucy words and fiery ways in early childhood's pettish days, in manhood shew his father's mind, like him considerate and kind. All gentleness to those around, and anger only not to wound. Then, like his father too, he must, to his own former struggles just, feel his deserts with honest glow, and all his self-improvement know. A native fault may thus give birth to the best blessing, conscious worth. As for ourselves, we're very well, as unaffected prose will tell. Cassandra's pen will paint our state, the many comforts that await. Our Chawton home, how much we find already in it to our mind, and how convinced that when complete it will all other houses beat, the ever have been made or mended, with rooms concise or rooms distended. You'll find us very snug next year, perhaps with Charles and Fanny near, for now it often does delight us to fancy them just overwrite us.